Fred Film Radio, Venice Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio from the 80th Venice Film Festival for the Biennale College section. I'm Angela Cerbi here with Dorca Vermes, the director of Arnie. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
First regular question, how did you came up with the idea of Arnie? What was the inspiration for it?
My main inspiration was my main actor, Peter Turi, who is also here in Venice with us. We went to school together. I mean, I was, of course, in the director class and he was in the acting class. But I've known him for 4 years, I think. And then from the moment we met, I knew he has such a specific and inspiring characteristic that I would really want to work with him and do something with him. And I started interviewing him about his life and Arnie was inspired by his persona, not just his characteristics. And then I just came up with the idea that it would be so much more interesting in a traveling circus. So
yeah, because the story is about this guy called Arnie who works for a traveling circus, a very small family-run traveling circus, and he's kind of the pariah of the circus because he's the only non-member of the family, so he's alone. He's used.
Yeah.
But he has a very, as you said, I mean, your actor as a kind of visual qualities that comes out of the screen, so it's very fascinating. And his character is a vulnerable guy in a very hostile surrounding, but he never loses grip of himself.
Never loses a what?
He's always himself. He always survive with everything that happens to him, so he never surrender.
Yeah.
Okay. So basically is much stronger than any other person that he met, right? How did you build up? Did you use him in the creation in terms that did you discuss with them the story? Did he give you some hints for the story? Was a part of the creative process?
Yeah, I mean, just like I described earlier, Peter was a huge inspiration in terms of creating a story because I'm really interested in, I like films that are building from the character. So I like films about specific characters. And I'm really interested in experimenting how someone's character, like inner traits, can create a film language and how you can translate that into the screen and how to put a word around that person, if it's even possible and how so. So in order to do that, I needed a lot of conversation with Peter, and he was very open about his vulnerabilities and lives and experiences, and that's how I inspired to create Arnie. I mean, Arnie is obviously a different character than him, but they share a lot of tendencies and characteristics. Yeah,
there is a point in the turning point of the film to me, and For Arnie's character, in order to develop and change, is when he meets the snake.
Yeah.
So the snake arrives. So
yes.
He creates, is the only living thing with which he creates a kind of connection.
Yeah.
You know? And that was very, I think it's really fascinating how you manage this, because it's not morbid, it's not, it's strange but not weird. I mean, we believed a lot in this kind of weird, strange relationship. Yeah. You know, so how was it to build this using an actual snake, which you cannot act like you want to because it's a snake, it's not an actor, and which was the rules that you give yourself in order to make this happen. So you say to yourself, so I want the
scenes with the snake.
The scenes with the snake, and also the evolution of the relationship between Arnie and the snake.
Well, you know, it was a kind of, how do you say, like a main point of this film from the beginning, that there is this guy who doesn't have intimate relationships, not just romantic ones, but non-romantic ones either, and he lives under those kind of circumstances, that his most intimate relationship is going to be built up with an animal and with a snake. So that was something that we wanted to happen, and what I think was difficult, or what we talked a lot about, how to avoid that it seems like it's bestiality or some kind of weird sexual stuff. So we really wanted to avoid it, so I'm happy if you say we did.
Yeah, you
and the other question was, how did I instruct it?
I was thinking, how did you how do you use the snake, mm-hmm. in terms of the image you wanted to create? Did you have to choose not to do something because it was not possible? So did you have to make changes or arrangements?
I'm not an expert on animals, let alone snakes, of course, but now I know a lot more about them than I originally intended to. So I, even though I'm not an expert on animals, I try to write scenes what I thought is possible, because, you know, a snake just has to be at some point or be wrapped up on Arnie's leg or something. And luckily it was possible, and I don't know if that was your original question, but what we did technically was to use two snakes.
Mm-hmm.
One snake was the right size, which is very hard to find in Hungary and in the world, because we really wanted to have like a big snake, and it's really not easy.
Yeah.
And but that snake was very, very old, and the owner was keep saying that it's possible that it's going to die because it's so old, but luckily it didn't. So that snake was the right size, but it was old and it didn't move much. So we used him, I think him, when with the dance scene mostly,
yeah.
And the other snake was much smaller, much younger. The skin looked different, better, and that was really flexible and movable. Mm-hmm. So when we wanted it to go from one way to another, then usually we use the younger snake. Yes.
One last question about the aesthetics of the film. The film is a even when the action happens during the day, everything is very dark in terms of what we feel is the way that Arnie feels his life. So kind of with no much color and with no much life, mm-hmm. but the night scenes are really, really well shot. So I want to ask you, how did you do? Do you use natural light? Do you use additional lights? Because there are some very... The dark scenes are very good.
In order to be able to shoot in the dark, you have to have a lot of lightning. So definitely not natural lightning.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really hard because shooting at night is very expensive because of how much light you need, and I mean more than half of the film takes place at night.
Yeah, exactly.
So that was really hard on production, but I'm just very grateful for my DP. He's a talented guy, and then he made it happen even though he didn't have a lot of equipment and not a lot of how do you say, like electrician.
Yeah.
So it's his talent, yeah.
No, well, you have to thank him, because actually the quality of the night scenes is really...
Yeah.
It doesn't look that you have to do with no all the equipment you needed. It looks like it's done properly.
He really did good, so I'm proud of him.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks a lot to Dorka Vermes, the director of Arni, one of the three Biennale College films here at the Venice Festival. I'm Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.